today, we're doing something a little bit different. Instead of five tips this Friday, we're doing five myths. And those are five myths surrounding the trad wife trend, which goes along with this past Tuesday's episode where we talked about the trad wife trend. So if you're not sure what that is, go back and listen to that episode and then jump right back on here so you can hear about these myths that we're going to dissect and debunk today. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I am Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique five chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation, and together we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And this is another Five Tip Friday, but instead of a tip, we're going to talk about five myths that have really been bugging me about this trad wife trend. And that's the trend where it stands for trad, stands for traditional wife. And it's a trend online on social media of these women basically cosplaying in 1950s outfits in that style and being completely homemakers, not making their own money, completely being submissive to the husband, and basically fully embracing the gender role that women have been trying to be boxed into for generations. It's very disturbing. It's unfortunate. And my biggest concern is that young women, young ladies are seeing this and thinking that this is like a beautiful idea of a future. And I find that it's very unrealistic. So with that, let's get into the five myths surrounding the trad wife trend. Number one, traditional gender roles are inherently superior and should be upheld. Who decides that? Who decides that the role of the man to only be the out there making the money, bringing the money in for the family, and the woman to basically do everything else? Who decides that that's superior? I would say men, for a couple reasons, because it lets them off the hook and having to do anything that relates to the household. It makes sure that their woman is in her place, barefoot or in pumps, as the case may be, in the kitchen and taking care of the family and not having any opportunity or time for herself. And it also puts him as the authority, the person that they have to listen to, that they have to submit to. So, of course, it's superior for the men because they want to be superior. But does all of those things that I mentioned sound good to you? I don't think so. Myth number two, women who embrace the traditional role are happier and more fulfilled. I don't believe this one at all. And you know how you can find out that that's true? Check out women over 40. How many of those are pushing this trad wife trend? None or very few, because those women have been living in their marriages for years and years, dozens of years, 20-something years even. And what happened? They know the toll that it takes to carry the whole load of the family on your shoulders. Even if the man works, he works, let's say, a traditional 9-to-5 job. When he gets home at 5, according to all of this, he can just relax at home. But you're break. You don't get a break. You don't get to stop. Your day doesn't end. It's from sunrise to sunset. It's from when you wake up to you go to sleep. Does that sound happy to you? Does it sound like you have to be on 24/7 and maybe not the hours that you're sleeping, but come on, let's be honest. If we have young children or babies, aren't you kind of never in a full deep sleep because you're always listening for the child to call out to you? So you are happy and fulfilled by just being the homemaker for your entire life, nothing about you? I don't believe that one either. Myth number three, traditional marriage dynamics are the key to a successful relationship. Well, 50% of marriages end in divorce. And I know that somebody's going to give me pushback and say, well, yeah, that's when the traditional wife role started changing. And I don't think that's true. I think this might be when women started waking up. They started waking up to the reality of their life and all their expectations and how little they are considered in the relationship and how little their partner really does contribute. And let's not forget that men end relationships just about as often as women. And why are they ending these relationships? Well, because things change and suddenly divorce is not such a taboo thing. Even though, if we're going to be honest, the men could have had, you know, some side piece and it still wasn't very frowned upon back then. But now taking care of two households is kind of expensive. And these women that they look for are going to expect to have the benefit of the man in their lives, which means, yes, financial. So then what does that mean? They've got to move on from you. So does it mean successful relationship? Are you really saying that just because you're there all day taking care of him and his needs that you are going to have a happy relationship? I want to see the data on that one. Number four, women who reject traditional roles are betraying their femininity. Bullshit. I call bullshit on this 100%. You can be a feminine woman without submitting yourself to your husband or partner's every whim. Just because you have a backbone, just because you're willing to stand up for yourself, just because you're willing to speak up when you are not being valued or treated well, or just because you're willing to tell your partner, hey, I need you to pull your weight around here when it comes to the kids and to helping with dinner or helping with something or whatever. That doesn't mean that you're not feminine. That is what society, that is what some men, that is what this trade wife trend wants you to think. It wants you to think that if you don't do that, that you are not a real woman, a real wife, real feminine. You know what? You decide what that is for you. Your relationship, you and your partner in your relationship decide what is right for you guys. The society on a whole can't tell you what to do. So if you don't want to do the, you know, poly homemaker thing, you do you. The last and final myth, number five, that the trad wife lifestyle is a solution to the modern societal problems and challenges. Negative. Negative. This is actually going to bring you more problems, because if you live this lifestyle the way that it is shown, the way that it is portrayed, there is zero safety net for you if your relationship ends. There is nothing that you can hold on to. There is nothing that you are going to be able to use as a tool to take care of yourself. No college, because you're supposed to just want to be a wife and mother. No money, because your husband is the bread maker and the one who handles the budget and the money. No home of your own, because you spent the time taking care of a family home that you can't afford to pay the mortgage on. This is a solution. I really think that deep down, this is a solution that maybe the patriarchy is pushing hardcore on, because women are standing up for themselves. They're expecting more. They're demanding more. We are realizing our value and our worth, and we are not settling. And this is a concern to men who want a woman sitting there cooking for them, cleaning for them, taking care of them, replacing their mother, basically, with the added benefit of some bedroom activity, but still not pressuring them to step up and do the same. And so, if you are following this trend and questioning if it's something worth trying, please consider these myths. And if you have daughters, please talk to them about this and tell them that this might look good on Instagram. It might look pretty. That might be a cool aesthetic, but the reality is not it. Okay, with that, I'm going to leave you, but I do want to remind you before I go that my new course is now available. It is an opportunity for you to embark on a transformative journey designed to reshape the way you navigate your post-separation. This isn't just another course, it's a pivotal roadmap using my 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology with a blend of insightful strategies, personal reflections, and actionable steps. You'll discover how to reclaim your sense of self, build resilience, and open new doors to a happier and fulfilling life. Don't miss this opportunity to turn the page and start writing a new chapter in your journey. So if you are interested, check out the link in the show notes and take full advantage. And with that, I'm going to leave you and I will catch you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.